Good morning, everybody. Today, we have another audio session of our faculty member, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta sir, who has been kind enough to engage us in his audio lecture series. Today, he is covering transfer pricing.
Fresh day and a new topic. So today we are dealing with the students, transfer pricing. We all know that the large businesses are usually organized into divisions for effective management control. But when the organizations get divisionalized, they start facing the problem of pricing the goods and services purchased by one division from another from within the organization. In today's audio session, in my lecture, try to focus and keep on listening the very important keywords. Transfer price is the price establishment for interdivisional transfer of goods or services. The process of setting transfer prices are always closely related to corporate policies on divisional autonomy and performance evaluation. It is always advisable to formulate certain criteria before determining the transfer price. And this criteria needs to incorporate that transfer price should help in accurate measurement of divisional performance. Transfer pricing should motivate the divisional managers into maximizing the profitability of their divisions and making decisions which are in the best interest of the organization as a whole. The transfer price should ensure that divisional autonomy and authority both are preserved to the best possible extent. The transfer price should allow goal cognizance to take place, meaning simply that the objectives of the divisional managers are compatible with the objectives of overall company, and an appropriate transfer pricing system needs to check the international groups which may try to manipulate transfer, which may try to manipulate transfer prices between countries with a view to minimize the overall tax burden. Now, so there are various popular methods of determining transfer pricing. So the students, transfer pricing is always considered is an arbitrary pricing of exports and imports that may be greater than or less than the arm's length prices. In my continuous delivery of lecture, I would be covering the new term you must have heard right now, arm's length pricing. But let us come to the again our core concept, that the transfer pricing, popularly known as TP, is basically the pricing of intra-corporate transactions. Be careful. The word intra-corporate I'm using, intra-corporate transactions. Different units of an MNC operating in different countries on the basis of vertical and horizontal linkages do use this kind of transfer pricing. Now, what is happening here? That the varieties of goods, especially intermediate type of goods, moving among different units, prices in such cases are arbitrary through under invoicing and over invoicing of transactions. The concept of TP, popularly known as transfer pricing, earlier was simply limited to foreign multinational companies. But now, in present environment, it is becoming and almost become increasingly significant for Indian corporates as a result of their increasing internationalization. Indian firms do enter international markets by way of joint ventures, wholly owned subsidiaries, WHOLLYOWNED, wholly owned subsidiaries, and companies on distribution systems in international markets, which make TP very crucial for developing and formulating an international pricing strategy. So, the pricing of an international transaction between related parties becomes TP. So, my dear students, you can always raise few questions. Sir, what are the objectives of transfer pricing? So let me now come to the part of objectives of transfer pricing. Number one objective is to maximize overall after-tax profits. I'm again repeating for your benefit, to maximize overall tax benefits. Number two, to reduce incidence of custom duty payments. Third, to ensuring circumventing the quota restrictions in value terms on imports. Fourth objective could be transferring of funds in location so as to suit corporate working capital policies. Another objective could be to ensure window dressing of operations to improve the apparent, or what we call in finance, reported financial position of an affiliate so as to enhance its credit ratings. To reduce exchange exposure, circumventing exchange controls, and also to restrict profit repatriation so that transfer from affiliate to the patent can be maximized. So this could be the last very important objective, that to reduce exchange exposure, circumventing exchange controls, and restricting profit repatriation so that transfer firms affiliates to the parent companies can be maximized. So overall, the objective of transfer pricing apparently clearly seems simple: allocation of profits among the subsidiaries and the parent company. But the differences in the taxation patterns in various countries or in markets makes it a very complex phenomenon. So transfer prices come under the scrutiny of taxation authorities when it is different from the arm's length price to unrelated parties. Now coming back to the methods, first popular method is transfer pricing at cost. Companies using the transfer at cost method are known also as approach do recognize that the sales by international affiliates contribute largely to the corporate profitability by generating scale economies in domestic manufacturing operations. Be careful again. Here I am using word scale of economies in domestic manufacturing operations. This approach clearly assumes that the lower cost would lead to better affiliate performance, which ultimately benefit the entire organization. So, thereby, the transfer at cost method helps keeping duties at a minimum, and companies using this kind of approach have no profit expectation on transfer sales. Rather, the expectation is reverse, that the affiliate will generate the profit or more profit by subsequent resale. Number two method, which is used under the transfer pricing, is known as CPP, cost plus pricing approach, or cost plus pricing method. Generally, companies which firmly follow the cost plus pricing method are taking the position that the profit must be shown for any product or service at every stage of movement throughout the corporate system. But the students, while cost plus pricing may result in a price that was completely unrelated to the competitive or demand conditions in international markets or business, many exporters use this approach very successfully, known as cost plus pricing. Third method is known as market-based transfer pricing approach. A market-based transfer pricing approach has been specially derived from the price required to be competitive in the international market. But the case is very interesting. The constraint on this price is cost. Cost really very important element all along in transfer pricing. So there is a considerable degree of variation always found in how costs are defined. Since costs generally decline with volume, we all know theoretically costs generally decline with volume. But a decision has to be made regarding whether to price on the basis of current or planned volume levels of the production. To use market-based transfer pricing in its best possible manner, to enter in a new market that is either too small to support local manufacturing, third country sourcing may be done. This clearly enables a company to establish its name or even franchisee in the market without investing in bricks and mortar. So this is a very interesting strategy, market-based transfer pricing approach. Fourth approach is known as the one I was discussing earlier in my part of the lecture, arm's length transfer pricing, ARM'S, very unusual word, but I think you have to be very careful in writing, arm's length TP. The price that would have been reached by unrelated parties in a similar transaction is generally referred as arm's length transfer pricing in international business. This approach really requires identifying an arm's length price, which could be difficult to do except in the conditions of commodity type products. I'm using word in the conditions of commodity type products. The arm's length price sometimes is very useful if it is viewed not as a single point, but rather it is used as a range of prices. The important thing always you should not forget is that pricing at arm's length in differentiated products results not in predeterminable specific prices, but in prices that fall within a predeterminable ranges. So that is very interesting case known as arm's length price, or ALTP, or AL pricing approach. Sometimes in some textbooks and references, you may find another category, tax regulations and transfer prices. You know, as the global corporation conducts business all over the world, characterized by different corporate tax rates, there is always an incentive to maximize system income in countries with the lower tax rates. I am again repeating, there is always an incentive to maximize system income in countries with the lowest tax rates and to minimize income in high tax countries. See now what I am just speaking. Maximize income in lowest tax rates countries and minimize incomes in high tax countries. Governments naturally are always well aware of this, and in recent past years, many governments have tried to maximize national tax revenues by examining company returns and mandating reallocation of income and expenses in a very, very close scrutiny. Thereby, government also understands and their machinery also understand that these five types of approaches are due used, and sometimes companies used to resort some kind of very smart pricing approaches or shortcut approaches. Now, students, after having studied all these types of pricing strategies, now I would be discussing with you few advantages and some demerits of each of the method. In case of the direct manufacturing cost method, involving transfer of goods at direct manufacturing cost incurred by the production division, when a buying subsidiary acquires products at a very low price, it has no incentive to minimize its own expenses. So the selling unit cannot show profit for inter-firm transfer at manufacturing cost. So that is why sometimes direct manufacturing cost method does not encourage the selling unit as well as the buying unit too. Yahan par dono ko nuksan hai, not encouraging to both of parties. In case of manufacturing cost plus a predetermined markup method, this method I told you that it is a kind of improvisation over DMC, earlier one. But in this method, merchandise is usually transferred at a price which covers both the MC, manufacturing cost, plus predetermined markup to cover additional expenses. So the chief advantage or the major advantage of this method is that profit is produced and edited at every stage. Be careful, manufacturing cost plus predetermined markup, profit is produced and added at every stage of pricing. But one of the biggest shortcoming of this method is it ignores account market conditions. Ultimately, when it comes to the market, the prices generated may be too high or extremely high. In case of the market-based transfer pricing strategy, they try to overcome the limitations of the first two pricing methods, but the price is determined purely on the basis of existing market condition. So, sometime the market-based TP considers market conditions too much, but it may not cover up exact or total production cost of the firm. In case of the arm's length price, very interesting price strategy, I told you ALP, it is the amount of price that would be charged or would have been charged for the same product or services if independent transactions were carried out with unrelated parties under similar conditions. For your easy understanding, I can understand that this is little technical. So I again repeat, under an arm's length price, under an arm's length pricing strategy, this price, ANLP price, is the amount or price that would be charged or would have been charged for the same product or services if independent transactions were carried out with the unrelated parties under the similar existing conditions, but subject to three important conditions applying: number one, loan; number two, both goods and services, like performance of marketing activities, managerial, technical or other services for an unaffiliated party; and third, last but not the least, possession or use, occupancy, loan and assignment of tangible and intangible property. So interestingly, the arm's length price is one which is acceptable to unaffiliated traders or external buyers, but in this ALP, goods are sold at a price which unaffiliated traders would agree on a particular transaction. So problems are experienced in determining arm's length price when product has no external buyers. See the point, see the criticality. Problems do arise in determining arm's length price when the product has no external buyers and it is sold at different prices in different markets. This could be a very tricky position. So out of these 4 to 5 methods, cost plus market-based pricing are most common with more developed countries and less developed countries. The use of market-based pricing is also due to certain legal considerations such as compliance with tax and custom regulations, anti-dumping, did I cover with you, and antitrust legislations and financial reporting rules of the most countries. So economic restrictions in host countries like exchange control restrictions, price control mechanism, restrictions on imports, and sometimes political, social, and even health conditions or emergency conditions present today seem to have less influence over market-based pricing strategy. So in overall, the parent company endeavors to maximize its income in low-tax countries. For your benefit, I am again repeating, in general practices, the parent company always endeavors to maximize its income in low tax paying countries and minimize profit in high paying tax markets. So based on this, arm's length price minimizes the income of a buying subsidiary in a high tax country. But if the buying subsidiary is in a low tax country, it should or it has to maximize its profit level also. If the buying subsidiary is existing in a low tax country, it has to maximize its profit levels. So this can be achieved it by buying at a direct manufacturing cost. That is why the buying unit buys products at a low price, though its profit is very high, but subject to low tax rates in the market. Sometimes students do ask that, sir, what are the few advantages or few benefits of this TP? So for your this kind of queries, number one advantage is transfer pricing generally helps in reducing the duty costs by shipping goods into high tariff countries at minimal transfer prices, so that the duty base associated with these transactions are brought down to low level. And number two advantage, which is always visible, reducing income taxes in high tax countries by way of overpricing goods that are transferred to units in those countries where generally the tax rate is comparatively lower, thereby giving them a very higher profit, a relatively higher profit margin. So students, of course, with these advantages, it also has got certain risks, or sometimes also known as limitations of the transfer pricing. So it also has inbuilt risk system. Number one risk is there are a lot of additional costs which are always linked with the required time and manpower to execute TP and help in designing the accounting system. It always gets difficult to estimate the right amount of pricing policy for intangibles like services, as transfer prices does not work well, as these departments do not provide measurable benefits. Another very critical risk is there is always possibility of disagreement among the organizational divisional managers as what the policies should be with regard to TP out of the given 4 or 5 options, or out of the 4 or 5 types of TP. Another critical risk involved is that the issue of TP or transfer pricing may sometimes give rise to dysfunctional behavior among managers of the given organizational units, headquarters and subsidiaries, headquarters and its subsidiaries. So another matter of concern is the process of transfer pricing is highly complicated and time consuming in large multinationals. We have had examples of Google, Microsoft, and they have faced a lot of rough time in managing this kind of transfer pricing issues. Another critical risk is that buyer and seller perform different functions from each other, then that undertakes different types of risk. For example, if the seller may or may not provide the warranty for the product, but the prices a buyer would pay would be always affected by the difference. So the risks that impact are likely to impact may be like financial risk, currency risk, sometimes market and entrepreneurial risk, collection risk, product obsolescence risk, risk regarding credit. So these kind of risks are always affecting the transfer pricing development, transfer pricing handling, and more students need to undertake these kind of in-depth insight studies how to handle this kind of TP issues with reference to these kind of 4 to 5 types of pricing strategies. So given the availability of resources, you should see that how effectively as a good pricing divisional learner, how early you understand the risks and benefit associated with this. Because sometimes we have seen in the past that the companies like Microsoft, their internal revenue system has been investigated, that how they used TP, among other things, our method of booking prices and sales between subsidiaries, that lends to the opportunity to report earning a lower tax jurisdictions. So companies routinely and legally book profit overseas to avail lower tax and avoid hefty 30 to 35% levy on profit in USA. It has also been the case with the sometimes in Google, and in Singapore case, in Australia case, they have been paying some kind of corporate tax or undisclosed revenues from the Asia Pacific countries. So compared to this, Google Australia made certain kinds of payment because they didn't account for most of that revenue that was booked in Singapore. So we have had seen 5 to 6 years back that the regional headquarters of Google in Singapore had to face certain issues when they had a subsidiary in Australia. So the sales and support services are always there to handle such kind of issues and provide research services to Google worldwide. So the billing activities need to be very careful. So it is a pertinent issue for US companies with operations in low tax foreign jurisdiction. In these circumstances, a US parent company has an incentive to move income to its low tax foreign ancillary. So using lesser transfer prices on controlled inventory sales. So companies keep on shifting income to a low tax foreign subsidiary does not always ever last, avoiding the outstanding tax structure in this low tax foreign earning. So that is why I've been telling you right from the start of lecture that MNCs must assign worldwide profits amid the various nations in which they function. So for income tax purposes, multinational corporations always assign worldwide profits amid the various countries in which they function. So the ideal location would authorize each country to tax a correct range of taxpayers' world profit while evading taxation of the equivalent income by more than one nation. When tax rates differ across nations, be careful here. I've been telling you all along, tax rates always differ from country to country. So transfer pricing can have a noteworthy effect on the taxpayers' overall tax costs. So that is why this topic is very relevant. And I think even the international tax laws have been regulated by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, popularly known as Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Let me correct, I beg your pardon. Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and auditing firms within each international location audit financial statements. So Article 9 of the OECD Model Tax Convention has been dedicated to the arm's length pricing principle, where it clearly states transfer prices set between the corporate entities should be in such a way as if they were two independent entities. So dear student, transfer pricing multinationally has tax advantages, but regulatory authorities always frown upon using TP for tax avoidance. And when this TP takes place or it is practiced, companies can book profits of goods and services in a different country that may have a lower tax rate. But always see that certain jurisdictions consider entities to be under common control if they share family members on their boards of directors. So TP can be used as a profit allocation method to attribute a multinational corporation's net profit before tax to countries where it does business. So TP results in the setting of prices among divisions within an enterprise. So finally, we can conclude that transfer pricing is complicated setting of the price for goods and services sold between controlled or related legal entities within an enterprise organization. So this was today's presentation. You can drop your questions, and I hope this session must have benefited you. You must have got certain key points to your best of your understanding. And if you have any doubt or query, you can drop your message, SMS, or drop your email. And to the best of my abilities, I would be trying to handle your any doubt or question. Wish you a fine day. All the best.